24 minutes ago.
I've actually got Beth on the other line. Can we talk about this later?
Of course, Yorick. Please send Bethy my love. And don't forget to call your father for his birthday. He has that Marlowe class tonight, but he'll be home for his party at 8. Bye now.
Did he get the job, ma'am?
Didn't sound like it, no.
Congresswoman Brown!
Senator, what a treat. And if you don't mind, I prefer Representative Brown. 21st century and all that.
My apologies. I didn't get that new gender-neutral handbook yet. May I borrow you for a moment?
Am I about to get spanked, Marty?
Depends.
Because I usually leave that to my husband.
Jennifer, I hope our party is going to have your support against the amendment to 1646.
Oh, really? And since when does a mighty senator care about what goes on in the lowly house?
Don't be cute, Congresswoman. Now, will we have your vote or not?
No, you know full well that I don't believe the State Department should be providing foreign aid to organizations that perform abortions.
I see. So you don't think Mexican women should be allowed to plan the number of children they'll have?
Oh, please, Marty. Abortion isn't a contraceptive. I just think that money would be better spent educating the world about advances like the morning after pill.
That's what I was afraid of. This is a fucking pro-life thing, isn't it? Jesus, Jennifer, what kind of a woman are you?
The same kind of a woman you are, Marty. A Democrat.
But you're going to side with the GOP on this.
Yes, like you do 89% of the time on gun control.
Well, thanks for your time then. I hope you enjoy what's left of your term.
Is that a threat, Senator?
I don't need to threaten you, Jen. You got lucky once, but you won't get elected again. Not without my help.
Excuse me, sir. You're needed in the West Wing.
My meeting isn't until 7.
This is at the request of POTUS, sir. I was told to tell you that it concerns 355.
We'll continue this discussion later, Representative. What's 355, ma'am? That's not a bill, is it?
Who knows? But if he's meeting with the president, it's probably about baseball.
Sorry, that was Mommy, dearest. Busy bringing shame to Ohio's 22nd district. Anyway, how's life down under?
Fucking incredible. I wish I could stay out here another month. No offence, of course. Yesterday, this big-time anthropologist took us on a tour of the Darawal people's ancient rock dwellings and showed me...
God damn it, ampersand! Stop that!
What the hell is an ampersand?
You know, it's that curly symbol for and, like in Turner and Hooch, or Tanko and Cash.
I know what an ampersand is, asshead. Why are you talking to him?
Because he's throwing his own shit at me.
Oh, good lord. Please don't tell me you bought a chimp.
I didn't. He's a monkey, and I didn't buy him, I applied for him. Get away from my wallet, you little bastard! A group in Boston was looking for people to train these things in, so I volunteered. These fuckers are supposed to help quadrophilia geeks with their daily chores and shit, but I don't ask me how.
Well, you've already taught your monkey to fasten the straps of your straitjacket, right?
How did you... I mean...
You were on speakerphone before, which you only do during your amazing Yorick routine, which you only do when you're nervous.
I was pretty sure you were hiding something. I just didn't think it was a living creature.
Not bad, Scully. But you're only half right. If you must know, I have been a little nervous about something, but it's not...
Ampersand! Turn that off!
Reporting from the West Bank, I'm Christopher Emmanuel.